Welcome to Diabetes Focus, saving lives through diabetes information, education, and support.
Drinks and Diabetes, the Do's and Don'ts by Kate Bristow. This episode is brought to you by Replace Diabetic in the interest of education, awareness, and support. For those keeping an eye on blood sugar levels, Replace Diabetic is your tasty, low GI meal replacement endorsed by Diabetes South Africa and the GI Foundation. Visit replace.co.za for more information. Kate Bristow talks through the best and not-so-great drink choices for people with diabetes, covering alcohol and juice too, and highlights that there is often hidden sugar in drinks that you may not think about. When you are living with diabetes, what you drink is just as important as what you eat. Some drinks can sneakily raise your blood glucose, while others can keep you refreshed without causing a spike. Drink plenty of water. Water really is your best friend. It keeps you hydrated, helps your body work well, and won't budge your blood glucose. Bored with plain water? Add a slice of lemon, cucumber, apple, or strawberries with a sprig of mint to make it more fun. It really does change the flavor and makes the water more glamorous. Enjoy your coffee and tea. Good news! You don't have to give up coffee or tea, just keep them unsweetened. Black coffee, green tea, or herbal teas are all safe bets. If you like milk, keep an eye on how much you add. Very milky coffee or tea will push the sugar levels up a bit, and if you are carb counting, this needs to be considered with how you manage your insulin doses. Try sugar-free or low kilojoule options. Diet sodas or sugar-free flavored waters can be nice for a change. Just don't go overboard. Some artificial sweeteners can upset your tummy if you have too much. And they are what they say, artificially sweetened. The debate is still on as to how much artificial sweetener is good for you. Whole fruit over juice. Juice sounds healthy, but it's basically fruit sugar without the fiber. Whole fruit is a much better choice. If you really want juice, stick to a very small glass or water it down. Take note that if juice says 100% fruit juice, no sugar added, it still contains natural fruit sugars and will push your glucose levels way up. Even 100% pure juice packs a lot of sugar. Think of juice as a medicine for treating a hypo, not as a daily drink. Avoid sugary fizzy drinks. Cola, energy drinks, sweetened iced teas, these will send your blood glucose sky high in no time. Best to avoid them completely. Check the product label if you are unsure whether there is sugar included in the beverage. Don't drink alcohol instead of eating. A glass of wine or beer should never replace a meal. Food first, then your drink. Your blood glucose will thank you. Watch out for hidden sugars. Fancy coffees, like caramel lattes or frappes, and smoothies often have syrups, cream, or honey added. They can have as much sugar as a dessert. Always check or ask before ordering. Don't be fooled by natural or organic labels. Just because something says organic or freshly squeezed doesn't mean it's safe for your blood glucose. Sugar is sugar. Your body doesn't care what label is on the bottle. A question I often get asked is, "Sister, what about honey? It's completely natural. If it's sweet, it probably has sugar in it, and honey is no different." Don't use honey instead of sugar to sweeten things. However, it is a great option to treat a hypo. Alcohol and diabetes, what do you need to know? The festive season and the end of year is roaring up. Tradition for a lot of folk is that we are more social over the festive season. Matric end-of-year parties and New Year celebrations are also a tricky time for managing diabetes. Some will drink more alcohol than usual over this period. How should you handle alcohol if you choose to drink it? Alcohol can affect your blood glucose in different ways depending on the amount and what you drink it with. Short-term effect, within hours. Alcohol may lower blood glucose, hypoglycemia, especially if you are on insulin or oral sulfonylurea medication. This happens because the liver is busy processing alcohol and cannot release glucose into the blood. Long-term effect, later or the next day. Drinks high in sugar, like cocktails, sweet wines, or ciders, may cause a blood glucose spike first, followed by a drop. Hypoglycemia can occur several hours after drinking, often overnight. Risks to be aware of. Delayed hypoglycemia. Alcohol can cause your blood glucose to drop even 6 to 12 hours after drinking. Masking symptoms. The signs of being drunk, drowsy, confused, slurred speech, are like hypoglycemia, making it harder for others to help or to recognize that you are in trouble. Dangerous at night. Overnight lows can occur while you sleep. Weight and blood pressure. Many alcoholic drinks are high in kilojoules and can increase blood pressure and cholesterol. Safe drinking tips for people with diabetes. Before drinking, never drink on an empty stomach. Eat a meal containing carbs. Also, check your blood glucose before you start. While drinking, alternate alcohol with water or sugar-free drinks. Avoid sugary mixers. Use diet soda, sparkling water, or sugar-free tonic. Sip slowly and stay within safe limits. After drinking, have a snack before going to bed if you drank alcohol. Test blood glucose before bed and, if possible, overnight. Let your partner or friend know you have diabetes and to check on you. Always carry hypotreatment, such as glucose tablets or sweets. How much is safe? What is one standard drink? One small glass of wine is 125 milliliters. One shot of spirits is 25 milliliters. Half a pint of beer is about 250 milliliters. For most adults, for men, the maximum is 2 standard drinks per day. And for women, the maximum is 1 standard drink per day. But try to avoid drinking every day. Key takeaway messages. Yes, you can still have a drink, but think less is more. Alcohol can both raise and lower blood glucose. The effects may last many hours. Hypoglycemia is the biggest danger, especially overnight. Always eat before and after drinking. Check glucose levels and carry hypotreatment with you. Stay within safe limits and choose lower sugar options. Have friends who understand your condition and can check up on you. Here's a sneaky thing. Alcohol can cause blood glucose to drop hours later, especially overnight. So check your levels before bed if you've had a drink. Water is king. Coffee or tea are fine. Just skip the sugar. Juice, in tiny amounts only. Sugary drinks, best to give them a miss. With a little planning, you can still enjoy a variety of drinks without throwing your blood glucose off track. If you ever feel unwell after drinking alcohol and can't check your blood glucose, treat it as a hypo until proven otherwise.